Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. At this time, please recognize Representative Dolacek, Representative Jones, and others for consideration of House Resolution 112.
Chair recognizes the lady from Clay, Representative Jones, for House Resolution 112.
House Resolution 112 is a resolution celebrating and recognizing the many accomplishments of Dr. Peggy Whitson. Whereas Peggy Annette Whitson, who was born in Mount Air, Iowa, and grew up on a family farm near Beaconsfield, was initially inspired to be a space explorer at the age of 9, watching Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin take their first steps on the moon. And whereas,
following high school, Dr. Whitson designed her education goals to be consistent with a career at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration by receiving her Bachelor of Science degree in biology and chemistry from Iowa Wesleyan College in 1981, and by receiving her doctorate in biochemistry from Rice University in 1985, and
whereas, after persistently applying for the astronaut program 5 times over the course of 10 years, Dr. Whitson was selected as an astronaut candidate in 1996, and
whereas, Dr. Whitson first flew into space on June 5th, 2002, as a flight engineer for Expedition 5, and subsequently was a member of Expedition 16 crew that launched on October 10th, 2007. And?
Whereas, when Dr. Whitson's most recent mission as a member of Expedition 50, 51, 52 ended in September 2017, she had spent over 289 days in orbit and had cumulatively spent over 665 days during her 3 missions aboard the International Space Station, more time living and working in space than any other American or any woman worldwide, earning her the nickname Space Ninja and the Twitter handle @AstroPeggy, and
whereas Dr. Whitson has broken many barriers, set many other records, earned accolades too numerous to mention, and been a role model and encouraging like audiences like the girls and young women from the Lower East Side Girls Club and other nonprofit groups in attendance when she was named Glamour's Woman of the Year in 2017 to find their passion and achieve their goals. Now, therefore,
be it resolved by the Iowa House Representatives that the House of Representatives congratulates Dr. Peggy Whitson on her remarkable lifetime accomplishments, commends Dr. Whitson for her outstanding contributions to the advancement of international cooperation, and for exemplifying that successful endeavors require the teamwork of those with diverse skills and backgrounds, as well as relationships built on mutual trust and respect, whether on the International Space Station or here on Earth. And thanks Dr. Whitson for steadfastly promoting interest in STEM and inspiring both girls and boys, no matter the size of their hometown, to dream big, work hard, and to reach for the stars. Madam Speaker, I would move the resolution.
The lady from Clay moves House Resolution 112 to recognize and celebrate Dr. Peggy Whitson. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed shall vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And congratulations, your resolution is approved. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Ringgold, Representative Dolacek.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This is April 12th, and it's basically a special day. The importance of this day is that it's the date of the first human space flight. The first shuttle launch was April 12th in 1981 with U.S. astronauts aboard the space shuttle Columbia. 20 years earlier, Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space when he launched on April 12th, 1961, aboard the Vostok 1 spacecraft. So I believe it worked out nicely that Iowa State Legislature will be honoring Iowa's own record-breaking astronaut on the same date in 2018. I present to you Dr. Peggy Whitson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really a fantastic honor to be back here and to have you guys honor me like this. Very special. I will tell you that I never forget my Iowa roots. Everyone's always asking what made me successful, and I would have to say that learning the work ethic of a farmer was a key to that. My parents, hardest working people I know, and being from Iowa has been a fantastic experience for me and one I'm very proud of. Thank you.
Dr. Whitson, congratulations and thank you for joining us today.